The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Last night, Russia and the Federation of Russia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, both plan to sign a new strategic cooperation agreement in the near future. These two nations have, for over 500 years, they've been at peace with each other. They're at peace with one another presently. And out of the Washington Heritage Foundation, a proclamation, Washington must develop an overreaching framework for undermining the power of both, penalizing dangerous cooperation between the two, and ratcheting up stress on their bilateral ties. So what we have is we have a multipolar world. We have a BRICS network of nations that are all basically breaking the control mechanisms of the West. This was out of SputnikGlobe.com. And Russian-Iranian axis threatens American empire, according to a top D.C. think tank. The Russian-Iranian axis. Russia and Iran have enjoyed warm strategic cooperation for decades, building on ties forged over the course of more than 500 years. When the Grand Duchy of Moscow and the Persian Empire first established relations. Now, people think that the Iranians are Arab. They are not Arab. They're not tied into the Arab families. They are actually family members with Russia. They are from Noah's three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Well, Japheth is the lineage. These boys went north. This son went north into Central Asia, into that vicinity, into that area, Western Europe. And Iran and Russia, they are family. Again, Iran is not Arab. This is what we're witnessing is the beginning of the great fulfillment of a great prophecy in the Bible that takes two chapters talking about a nation and a group of nations, comrades, confederates, Russia, Iran, Turkey, area, other, even Turkey. Turkey and Russia, they are also family. They may be Muslim in Turkey and Iran, but lineage-wise, they are family. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it's a prophecy that has never been fulfilled. It's a prophecy of a family, Gog, in the land of Magog, Russia, and present-day Russia. a massive landmass, not a little one like England, a little tiny island. No, this is a massive area. Gog, in the land of Magog, the sons of Rosh, Russia. And Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, for those that are not familiar with Bible prophecy, two chapters talking about a nation, Rosh, the children of Rosh, Gog, in the land of Magog, and the nations that will join diplomatically with Russia for a major battle in the Middle East, which has never occurred. But all of the pieces are presently being put together for this coming war. So this is why the Russian think tank here in this country, the Heritage Foundation, this is why it basically is a Republican think tank. This is why they are so concerned that Russia and Iran are going to even strengthen the ties between them. This has not only the Heritage Foundation concerned, but it has the whole administration. It has the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the NATO nations are all worrying. The European nations, the NATO, these nations in NATO, they're very concerned about this alliance. It's very important because this is going to be the fulfillment of prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928. The
Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Events Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit Naturally Inspired Health Summit.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Floating waves calling out. looks like we're having some technical issues. We're going to wait for Rick to jump back on. Just hang tight. Ricky there. Okay. We're going to play some music while we wait and try to figure things out. Just listen to this, and then we'll get
thanks to Honey,
Rick
manually
back on
searching for coupon.
One thing is constant and will be constant into the future. Technology will fail. Technology will fail. So if you're basing everything in your life on technology, just realize it will fail. So I'm going to go back to probably what I discussed that you didn't hear. And good. I will be able to present it once again. Firstly, to the atmosphere. Now I'll be able to present it to you that are listening. Russia is in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Russia there's an enigma. Russia itself has been a puzzle, an enigma. And Vladimir Putin, you can say, is that enigma. The Western powers, the nations of the West, they thought this gentleman was just a former intelligence officer based in Germany. He wasn't. This gentleman, young man, was a student of Russian history. He is a Russian patriot. Now, in America, we feel the only patriots must be American. Every nation has its patriots. It's in the Bible. Every nation was given a piece of land by God, and that nation was to be protected by that society from hostile nations. Russia, no different. America, we think and believe that we are the belle of the ball. We are the princess of nations. Well, we are, but we are a wicked princess. We are a hostile nation to the nations of the world. Vladimir Putin is the enigma. Vladimir Putin, when he came into power on the first day of this century, from that point to this point, he has had the hand of Russia's, of the God of Russia, of God himself. You don't have to agree with me. The fact is, Russia is in the Bible, and to fulfill the prophecies concerning Russia. God will have to be upon that nation. And God will have to be, the hand of God will have to be upon the individual who will make Russia great, upon this man of mystery, this enigma, this puzzle, this gentleman. I call him a gentleman because I see him from the biblical perspective, just like I see Donald Trump from a biblical perspective. The same with Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, both the Bushes, father and son. They're in the Bible. America's in the Bible, Russia's in the Bible, England's in the Bible. Charles, King Charles, is in the Bible. When you see things from God's perspective in prophecy, everything will make sense. This is why the Heritage Foundation is very concerned that Russia will work out agreements with Iran, because Iran and Russia, again, are brothers. They are family. They are family for 5,000 years. The enigma of Russia, Vladimir Putin, put in power the first day of this century. There was a brief period of time where Medvedev was the president of Russia. But you see, Medvedev doesn't have the ability, I'm sure intellectually probably, but he doesn't see things that Vladimir Putin sees. Vladimir Putin is a man of vision, honestly. He's a man who sees the big picture, the overall view. This is why he has been able to make Russia the nation that it is presently, a God-fearing nation, a military power, a diplomatic power now. Without Vladimir Putin, there would be no BRICS group of nations working together. Without Vladimir Putin, America, the objectives of America moving into Ukraine to push Russia into war would have been successful. Vladimir Putin, again, he knows history. He knows where the attacks are coming from. He knows the way in which Pilgrim Society in London and New York and the rulers of the world, these powers that have made America great, the families in Europe, in England especially, and the whole financial, I'll put it this way, the multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva. Vladimir Putin knows where all of the hatred to Russia and the Russian people has come from. He knows how Pilgrim Society, with Winston Churchill, who was a member of Pilgrim Society, and Roosevelt, and was Hoover, actually. No, it was Roosevelt, I'm sorry. And the Catholic Church, Germany, naturally. He knows how these, Germany, via the Rockefeller, or Rothschilds, because Hitler was a Rothschild, how they all, after World War II, conspired to destroy Russia. Russia is the power of the middle of Central Asia. If you're going to rule the world, you have to rule Central Asia. Hitler, if he would have been successful in Russia, would have ruled Central Asia. And then he would have been able to control Eurasia, China to the east, the European nations to the west. This was a British Pilgrim American New York Pilgrim Society plan to take, destroy Russia, move into Moscow, and rule Central Asia. Vladimir Putin knows all of this. This man, the only one that can stand up to the globalist New World Order, world hegemonic order of the West. He's the only one who can stand up against it. Russia, via Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin, in the strategies, is there has to be a separate global order. A separate global order. Not the global order, Luciferian and Illuminati global order of America and the West, but there must be a multipolar world order that is a group of nations that have separated themselves from the Western Empire nations, European nations, England, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Completely a separate system. A multipolar world nation, which would be China to begin with, Russia, India, South Africa, Brazil, and then many other nations that will jump on board and trade in a separate system apart from America's controlled network. Vladimir Putin, I'm telling you, you are watching history, and if you can see biblical history being fulfilled, if you can see who Vladimir Putin is, and if you can see how truly the hand of God is upon him to make Russia great, to fulfill prophecy, you will know that we are in the decade before Christ returns. And very shortly, Russia and Iran, they together must be the main brothers that will be joined by other brothers who are not as powerful in an invasion into the Middle East. Russia has no desire to control Ukraine. Russia is just taking care of the dark satanic forces in Ukraine that threaten Russia spiritually. That is the Nazi religion. I emphasize this all the time. The only one who's going to eventually destroy all the Antichrist religions, Nazism being one of the big ones, is Christ himself when Christ returns a second time and brings judgment upon the nations and upon the peoples that have hated him. The Antichrist, all of Antichrist's forces. So we'll be back. And remember, you can always count on technology to fail, but God will never fail. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 4-year-old, 4-foot-tall Austrian pine trees, now only $199.99 each. And get 25% off all lilac shrubs with several colors to choose from. 6 to 8 foot aspen clumps, now $119.99. The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale, going on now.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm. We'll be right back.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So, now, you know, I find it fascinating, just in my studies and what I do. I like to look at individuals, and I have a program planned here, and I'm going to revolve around it. Vladimir Putin, this man is he's an enigma. There's a riddle to this man. He puzzles people. He's mysterious. You know, he's very quiet. No one really gets into his mind. The CIA, the intelligence agencies, they know they can't touch this guy. The guy is too sharp. He really sees the big picture. Another individual I liken to, you might say, in the same, if Vladimir wasn't the president of Russia and Donald Trump wasn't the president of America, which he still is, these two gentlemen, they really are like being two, let's say they're engineers going to college together. These two people studying together, you don't know what they could do. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Like Trump, dislike him. Like Putin, dislike him. Doesn't matter. These two men, Winston Churchill, just take him out of the equation. Winston Churchill, no. Compared to Trump, compared to Putin, Winston Churchill is a nobody. And the English will be upset with me for saying that. I'm telling you, Churchill was controlled. Churchill was owned. Churchill was compromised. Churchill was being told what to do. Same with Wilson, Roosevelt, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Clinton, Reagan, not so much. Reagan was evil in his own right. Obama. owned people, owned compromised people, directed, told what to do, following a plan. Not Hitler, I'm sorry, Hitler the same, but not Putin, not Trump. This is what makes these two individuals different. You can disagree with me. It's okay. I'm just telling you what I see. Putin is not owned, not controlled. Is he doing things illegally to maybe pad his little empire? Sure. Sure. Is Trump? No, he doesn't need to. It was padded before he even ran for president. Trump doesn't need the cash. Putin doesn't need the cash either. Putin, he has a view that I believe God has given him to make Russia the nation that it needs to be, that cannot be destroyed by empire, that cannot be destroyed during his time in his time of office, that will not destroy Russia, that will not interfere with what Russia is to do. Russia is going to be destroyed, but it's not going to be by the West, not going to be by the imposter Biden and the one who controls him, Obama, and the one who controls Obama, Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice, and that whole network of spiders behind him. This is just the way it is. Putin and Trump are in a different world. Together, you might say they are the puzzle of the West, the puzzle of Russia, of the East. They're both enigmas. They are. You can't figure these riddles out. Why is it Trump continues to have the momentum that he has? Do you think it's because of his natural abilities? Do you think it's... No, it's because still, the fact is, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, Donald Trump is the seventh king. He has the hand of God on him. Vladimir Putin has the hand of God on him too. Because God will put kings and powers in positions of power as heads of countries as he chooses, so that his prophecies can be fulfilled. America has a destiny. It won't be fulfilled to Donald Trump. I believe Barack Obama will fulfill America's destiny, which is to be destroyed. Vladimir Putin is going to fulfill Russia's destiny. I think it will be Vladimir Putin that will be the president that will move Russia's armies along with Iran, Turkey, probably some German forces. I think probably forces out of Ukraine, Libya, Ethiopia, and Azerbaijan. Well, possibly some of the old Soviet nations. Russia will be the commander, the protector of these nations. And it even says in Ezekiel, Russia is to protect them. Who is Russia to protect these other nations that will move with her as a military force into the Middle East? Who, what is Ezekiel saying? Who is it, and who is Russia supposed to protect, and from whom? From empire. And how is Russia to protect them? From the sanctions of America. From the sanctions of empire. The great tool. America has learned a great lesson from the Bible. If you want to punish people, nations that won't go along with your policies and your programs and your control, your desires, you sanction them economically. Economically sanction them is more powerful than bombing them. Bombing works because it gets rid of people. It culls the nations. It culls the members of a society. But you sanction. And this is one of the punishments that God told Israel about. If you don't obey me, Israel, or Christian churches, or societies, I will sanction you with negative sanctions. Negative sanctions can be famine, floods, diseases, economics, war. God, these sanctions, America has learned, the occult world in America has learned how to use the sanctions that God puts in His Old Testament. He knows they have learned how to sanction the nations using the principles of God. A wicked, wicked nation. And the world is seeing it. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Okay, I think it's fascinating that this Biden administration, this imposter, cannot destroy Putin. They're trying to destroy Russia. To destroy Russia, you have to destroy Vladimir Putin. Because you see, Vladimir Putin is the man at the helm. The CIA, there's an operation taking place in Russia already. A CIA techniques to get the Russian people to believe that Russia is losing the battle in Ukraine. And the people will become a little, you know, they'll begin to believe that they're sending their boys to battle needlessly. But it's not working. It isn't working. The Bible says it won't work because the Bible says Russia has to become even stronger. Militarily, the sanctions militarily, it will become stronger. The sanctions on Russia from the nations of the West that are controlled by empire have failed. Russia, the ruble, is strong. Russia is still selling oil and gas to Europe, roundabout ways. The European nations, you see, they can't go along with America's policies because it will destroy them. They're being destroyed. We're sanctioning Russia, and Russia is sanctioning the European nations by, in a sense, cutting off inexpensive energy. And Europe can only hold its breath so long. Eventually, the nations in Europe now, presently, the European nations are coming up for air. They have to come up, like Italy, and they're dying. They're suffocating. Their economies are being destroyed at the expense of America's wishes. Who's coming out smelling like a rose in this whole situation? America. The European nations, before Ukraine, before this conflict, they were beginning to be free from American control. Their industry, manufacturing, was healthy. Now, they are suffocating. They are basically starving to death. You know, as far as energy is concerned, their energy, what would be a good way to put it? They are energy deprived. And it's destroying them. America doesn't care. The European nations, the NATO nations, must continue to put pressure on Vladimir Putin. It is not working. Vladimir Putin, studying history, he knew what was coming. He knew the sanctions were coming. He knew this probably 25 years ago before he became president. And what did he do immediately upon becoming president of Russia? He began to develop their oil and gas fields. And he began to run pipelines to the West, through Turkey, to the West, not just one, to Germany, many different ways, many different lines, pipelines, transmission lines, because he knew America was going to sanction him eventually. America watched Russia begin to recover from those years, almost a half a century plus, of the devastating effects of Stalin and Trotsky and Lenin and the communist control of Russia. And America was part of it, had a hand in it. England had a hand in it. Vladimir Putin knew he had to move and move quickly. He began immediately to work out diplomatically ties to dialogue with nations of the old Soviet bloc, the other nations in that area, and the European nations, especially Germany. Great strategy. And he kept China at a distance. See, China is still a threat to Russia, because China knows to rule the world, they need to move into the center part of that continent. Vladimir Putin, he knows that Xi Jinping, you know, there's clear in the back of Xi Jinping's mind, China has its objectives, its eyes on the world. And Putin doesn't. Putin is just trying to continue to make Russia what it needs to be. Does he know that Russia's in the Bible? I would believe he would have to. I would believe that the Russian Orthodox Church would have to know the prophecies about Russia, the children of Magog, of Rosh, knowing that Russia's in the Bible. China's in the Bible. Does China know they're in the Bible? Sure. Does Xi Jinping know that China's in the Bible? Absolutely. Does he believe in the Bible? No. He's loyal to the ancestors. But again, Putin knew what was coming. He knew there would be a storm coming from the West. And he played, he watched the board and made the moves as he needed to, and he's been successful. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I really enjoy looking at people, and like Hillary Clinton. She's a unique person. Uniquely evil, day and night, morning to night. And she's in the Bible. I know you may not understand what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to read just a few verses out of Isaiah chapter 47. Now, what I'm going to read has two meanings. One is talking about a nation. One is talking about an individual. But the two are basically here. Hillary Clinton, I believe, is in this as well as America. So we're talking about America and Hillary Clinton. Verse 47, chapter 47, verse 1. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground in abject humiliation. America is going to be destroyed, and Hillary Clinton was going to have an end, and that end would come via Donald J. Trump. She would sit on the ground in abject humiliation as it occurred. From the time she lost that third debate and lost the election, she has been humiliated. There is no throne for you. Her eyes were on the throne, on the presidency, the seat of the presidency of America. There is no throne for you. Now, the thought, O daughter of the Chaldeans, from a biblical point of view, the Chaldeans were a very occult people. They were God-hating, occult people involved in the occult and sorcery, things of that nature. This is kind of describing Hillary. Her husband got to sit on the throne for a while, but she was denied the throne. It says also that you shall no longer be called dainty and delicate. Take millstones like the poorest female slave of the household, grind meal, in other words, go back to your life, take off your veil, uncover your hair, remove your skirt, bury your leg, wade through the rivers. It's stating basically that she would, all that she is would be exposed. Everything would come out. All that she has done, what she's capable of, would be revealed to the world. And back in those days, you never pulled your skirt up to bury your leg. Well, it shows that all of her nakedness will be bare to the whole world. And then it says, wade through the waters. One thing that the royalty would never do is they were always carried over the water from shore to shore. Well, it's saying that she would eventually be basically just like the commoner. She would not have a throne. She would not have a position. She'd have no dignity in the presidency. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. There was no other individual that had the personality to go head-to-head in a debate against Hillary Clinton. The only individual was Donald Trump. Jeb Bush, all of the others, she would have torn them to pieces in any debate. But Donald Trump, all three debates, you go back and look at those debates, she lost her power. She lost every debate. Just an observation. Now don't worry, I'm going to be back tomorrow. We'll continue with something hopefully revealing. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com. Have a wonderful evening.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.